on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's going to stay dry with sunny periods for the rest of the afternoon across our areas. Staying a bit chilly though, temperatures only around about 9 degrees Celsius. Looking ahead to this evening and tonight, it will be a dry night over our area. Clear spells, though some patchy cloud may persist in certain parts. Becoming chilly, especially for inland rural areas, with temperatures in low single figures. Breezy near the east coast, minimum temperature of 2 degrees Celsius overnight. Sunday will be variable cloud and sunny spells. Some isolated showers in the east, windy near the east coast, but this will gradually ease. Temperatures a bit below average. The maximum temperature overnight, 12 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So I've got the result of the 3:35 at Ayr, the Scottish Grand National, and well done if you had a punt on McDermott, the number 11, who was priced at 18-1. He was the winner. Second was number 20, Surrey Quest, priced at 20-1. And third was number 19, the charmingly named Gitmaker. actually, it's a French horse. I think that's actually Gitmaker. Priced at 8-1. There were a total of 26 runners in that race. No joy for the favourite, Mr. Bango, number 14, priced at 4-1, who pulled up. Getting back to the half times in the football meanwhile, and we move on to Sky Bet League 2. Where Colchester United are hoping to seal survival this afternoon. It's 0-0 at the breaking end match at Notts County, but Sutton United are losing 1-0 at the break at home to Crawley Town. So, as things stand, the Ewes will survive anyway. The other half times from League 2 are Doncaster 0, Barrow 2, Grimsby 0, Swindon 0, Harrogate 2, MK Dons 2, Mansfield 0, Gillingham 1, Morecambe 1, Forest Green Rovers already relegated 2, Newport 0, Salford 0, Stockport already promoted as champions 2, Accrington 1. Tranmere 2, AFC Wimbledon 0, and Walsall 2, Bradford City 2. Meanwhile, in the National League South, Avely a goal to the good against Bath City at half time. And as things stand, they will actually be in the playoff spots. Because Hampton at Richmond Borough, they are now trailing 2-1 at Maidstone United. That's a half-time score. Elsewhere, Chelmsford City 1-0 up at Chippenham Town. As things stand, they will finish in second place. Worthing would, as things stand, finish third. They're 3-2 up at the break against Western Supermen. Maidstone United, they're beating Hampton and Richmond 2-1, would finish fourth. And as things stand, Hampton and Richmond will miss out on a playoff place. And Braintree would finish fifth. 1-1 at the break at Cressing Road against Eastbourne Borough. Freddie Sears, the scorer for the Iron. And elsewhere, let's take a look, shall we, at the Isthmian Premier League. Half-time, it's Carl Shorten Athletic 1, Billericay Town 0. And also Canvey Island 2-0 up. The break against Cheshire, that has now just restarted. Cornwall Rangers 0, Whitehawk 0. Hashtag United a goal up at Lewis, and Champions Hornchurch away to Potters Bar Town, and that is currently 0-0. Now Horsham currently in 5th place are 1-0 up to Chatham Town. That match has just restarted. So as things stand, with Binwicky losing, they would be the ones who miss out on a playoffs place. But there is still a long way to go. So we go to the Isthmian North. Bowers and Pitsy 2-1 up at the break against Walthamstow. But Lowestoft Town leaders winning at New Salamis. So as things stand, Lowestoft will still be in pole position. Elsewhere in our featured game, it's Brentwood Town 0, Brightley Sea Regent 1. That has just restarted. Haybridge Swift 0, Wroxham 1. That is now into the second half. Ipswich Wanderers 0, Redbridge 3. Also, having just restarted is Stonemarket Town, the bottom club, versus Basildon United, 3-3 at the break. And half-time at Spire Road, it is Witham Town 1, Grays Athletic 0.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College, that's where I...
I can't see anyone else smiling.
Are you sure? You wanna live like common people? You wanna see whatever common people see? Wanna sleep with common people? You wanna sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand. She just smiled and held my hand. Still, you'll never get it right. It's when you're laid in bed at night.
Number one way back in 1995. Pulp and Common People, 10 past four on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb and this is Phoenix Sport. And one of our featured matches this afternoon is in the Sky Bet League One. Leyton Orient playing their last home match of the season against Fleetwood Sound. And with a halftime report now, here is Jaden Christie.
It's halftime here in E10. It's Leyton Orient 0, Fleetwood Town 0. It's a game that Fleetwood must win in order to keep hold of safety. Although, despite a win here today, they still might go down with the current results as it stands. But for that, you would have expected a bit more fight, a bit more attacking presence from the away side. They've offered very, very little in this game going forward. It's been Orient in terms of possession. Orient have created chances. The best two chances for Orient came from Tom James's free kick around 25 yards out, which was really smartly tipped over the bar by Jay Lynch in goal. And in the 33rd minute, Ethan Galbraith bent an effort from just inside the box, which was smartly saved by the Fleetwood shot stopper again. And the resulting corner probably should have seen the O's go ahead, with two close range efforts somehow squandered. It remains Leyton Orient 0, Fleetwood Town 0.
Thanks very much indeed, Jaden, and we'll hear again from Jaden after the final whistle. Let's take a look at what's happening in the second halves in the 3 o'clock kickoff so far. Shall we going into those now? And in the ESPN Premier League, one of the sides who could be relegated, Margate, may have thrown themselves a possible lifeline. He was about to say, because they went 1-0 up against Wingate and Finchley, but the North Londoners have just equalised in that one. So as it stands, although Cheshunt, the rivals for the drop, are losing, Margate would still be relegated. League One is now Blackpool 3, Barnsley 0. Hayden Coulson just after the restart for the Tangerines. Redbridge now 4-0 up away at Ipswich Wanderers. Louis Johnson scoring again 2 minutes into the second half. He has now secured a hat-trick in that one. And also in League One, Charlton Athletic playing Shrewsbury Town at the Valley, and almost straight from the restart, the Addicts equalised through George Dobson to make the score one apiece. It's also 1-1 in the match between Sutton United and Crawley Town. Charlie Lakin equalising for Steve Morrison, Sutton United, 3 minutes into the second half. But as things stand, Sutton will still be relegated because Colchester United, they are currently 4 points above them. It's still 0-0 between Notts County and Colchester. In the East Wing North, it's Bowes and Pitsy 2, Walthamstow 2. Johnville Renee has equalised for Stowe 2 minutes into the second half. League 2, it is Harrogate Town 3, MK Dons 2. George Thompson has scored twice early in the second half for Harrogate. MK were winning 2-1 at half time. Gustavo Hamer has pulled a goal back for Sheffield United in the basement battle in the Premier League, but Burnley are still winning by 2-1. Bowes and Pitsey's title rivals Lowestoft Town are now 3-0 up away to New Salamis in the ESPN North. Wickham Wanderers 2-1 up and already relegated Carlisle in League One. Richard Kone 4 minutes into the second half for the Chairboys. And Concord Rangers, despite being already relegated from the ESPN Premier League, have shown a lot of spirit in their last few games. Actually, they're 1-0 up against Whitehawk at the Aspect Arena. Frederick and Jimang 5 minutes into the second half. Lincoln City 2-1 up at Cheltenham Town in League One. Freddie Draper scoring Lincoln's second 7 minutes into the second half. And there's been an equaliser for Billericay Town. It's come from Moses Emmanuel in the second half down at Carshalton. He scored after 53 minutes. and a possible blow to Norwich City's playoff hopes. They're playing Bristol City at Carrow Road this afternoon, and Hayden Roberts has given the visitors the lead 10 minutes into the second half.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright? Join our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians, download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222-932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
Bristol City's joy at Carrow Road was short-lived. Norwich City have equalised against them in the Championship. It is now one apiece in that one. It's now Sheffield United 1, Burnley 3 in the basement battle in the Premier League. Love Foster scoring just before the hour for Vincent Kompany's Clarence to make it 3-1. And Colchester United have got a goal behind just now at Notts County in League 2. Just turning our attention away from football, because there's plenty else going on this afternoon, including in cricket, where there's county championship and also women's games going on as well in the Rachel Hayhoe Flint Trophy. I'll take a look at those in a while. But it's day two of Essex versus Lancashire in the County Championship Division 1 at the County Ground in Chelmsford. A good start to the season for Essex, who sit on top of Division 1 after a win and a draw from their first two matches against Nottinghamshire and Kent. And on day one against Lancashire, their pace bowlers dominated proceedings with some rather fragile batting coming from Lancashire. Dutch international Shane Snater put in a particularly impressive performance on day one as the visitors finished 146 all out. And Essex continue to impress today. They've stopped for tea at Chelmsford and they currently lead Lancashire by 145 runs with 5 wickets remaining, 251 for 5. Elsewhere in County Championship Division 1, Hampshire trailing Warwickshire, Surrey trailing Kent by 211 runs with 10 wickets remaining. They've stopped for tea in that one. Somerset are leading Nottinghamshire by 154 runs with two wickets remaining. And currently Worcestershire, who are entertaining Durham, are trailing by 182 runs with eight wickets remaining. And in Division 2 of the County Championship, Leicestershire 452 for 5 away to Derbyshire, who have yet to bat. Yorkshire trailing Middlesex by 28 runs. Northamptonshire hosting Glamorgan, and they are trailing by 138 runs with 9 wickets remaining. Sussex versus Gloucestershire. Gloucestershire are in front by 278 runs with 8 wickets remaining. And there's two results in the Rachel Hayhoe Flynn Trophy. Northern Diamonds have beaten Thunder by 9 wickets. They scored 166 for 1, and Thunder finished 165 all out. Western Storm have been beat by the Sunrise, won by 8 wickets. Currently Central Sparks are playing the Blaze. The latter need 134 runs to win from 21.5 overs with 6 wickets remaining. And South East Stars need 100 runs to win from 17.5 overs against the Southern Vipers with 8 wickets remaining. Elsewhere, a fantastic victory for England in Rugby Union's Women's Six Nations. They have this afternoon beaten Ireland by 88 points to 10 and remain top of the group. Italy play Scotland at start at 4:45. English Premiership of Rugby Union, meanwhile, there's two matches going on this afternoon. They're both into the second period. It's Saracens 27, Gloucester 0, and Northampton Saints 18, Leicester Tigers 10. So, well done once again to England women. A really impressive performance from them. They've won all four of their first four matches, and 20 points. France are in second place. They've yet to play their fourth match. They are currently on 14 points. So, looking at the English Premiership, meanwhile, Northampton Saints, they are currently the leaders. And as I say, they're beating Leicester Tigers by 18 points to 10. Bath in second, Saracens in third, who are winning against Gloucester. There's one more match later on, Exeter Chiefs versus Bath, and that one starts at 5:30. Getting back to the racing, because it's a really busy afternoon of racing. 3:45 at Thirsk. First was number 8, Miss Lamaya, priced at 6-1. Second number 10, Nana's Diamond, priced at 8-1. Third was number 11, Solid Bond, priced at 9-2. 12 runners in that race. Disappointment for the 11-4 favourite, number 4, Indication Ember, who only managed to finish in 9th place. The 3:50 at Newbury was won by number 2 Economics, the 4-6 favourite. Second number 13 Under Siege, priced at 20-1. Third number 15 Clove Hitch, priced at 12-1. 17 runners in that race. And at the current, the 3:55 was won by number 10 White Birch, the 100-30 favourite. Second number 5 Maxux, priced at 9-2. And third was number 9 Vintage Voice, priced at 4-1. There were a total of 10 runners in that race. Getting back to the football, because goals are still going in left, right and centre. I can see Redbridge are now winning 5-0 away at Ipswich Wanderers. Solomon Ogunwumoju, the scorer of their fifth up in Suffolk, just before the hour mark. In League 2, it's Walsall 2, Bradford City 3. Jamie Walker scoring the Bantams' third, 8 minutes into the second half. That was his second goal of the match. And in League 2, Doncaster Rovers have pulled one back from the penalty spot against Barrow. Joe Ironside, the scorer of that one. But Barrow are still winning by 2-1. Also in League 2, Tranmere 2, AFC Wimbledon 1. Josh Kelly pulling AFC Wimbledon back into the game on 56 minutes. And in League 1, there was a bit of goal for Reading at Burton Albion, but Burton Albion are still winning by 3-2, and it's turning into a really miserable afternoon for Luton Town in the Premier League. They are now 3-0 down against Brentford as they battle to stay in the top flight. The time right now is 26 minutes past 4.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Taking a look at what's going on the roads, first of all. There were problems on the M11 underground between Junction 5 and Junction 4, but the traffic is moving okay there now. Brentwood Worsbys on Ongar Road go towards the High Street and Wilson's Corner, but the traffic is moving okay there. And no more problems reported in Billericay on the High Street between Sun Street and the Junction from Western Road and Northy Road. The traffic is moving fine around there now. But if you're on the M25 this afternoon on the anti-clockwise carriageway at Junction 30 for the A13, there has been an accident there and two lanes are closed and there is queuing traffic. A127 eastbound is still busy going towards South End between Progress Road and Kent Elms Corner. Hadley is busy westbound on London Road, the A13 between Eastwood Road and Rainy Road. Thundersley is busy on Rainy Road between Kiln Road and Dawes Heath Road. South Benfleet is still busy on London Road, the A13 between Tarpots and the Rainy Road. And Chelmsford, slow moving traffic currently on New Street between Bedgewood Lane and Victoria Road. And on Victoria Road itself between Parkway and New Street. And it's still slow. Goes towards the Army and Navy roundabout on the Braddock Bypass. A few hotspots in Southend this afternoon. Still busy on West Street going towards Victoria Avenue. And on Victoria Avenue, southbound between Cookie Corner and West Street and East Street. Eastern Avenue also busy between Fossings Bay and Cookie Corner. London Road westbound is busy between Victoria Avenue and Westbourne Grove in Westcliff. And the seafront between Marine Parade and Western Esplanade is rather busy as well. Just a reminder on C2C trains this weekend, no service between Upminster and Pitsea by Lane. Replacement buses are in operation. And there's some delays on London Underground, on the Circle District, Bakerloo and Northern Lions. I will have another update around about 1 hour from now.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
There's a Phoenix FM fundraiser tonight at Navistock Village Hall, Navistock Side in Brentwood. This is Call My Bluff, a quiz night of a difference, organised by our own Roy Tytac. Test your knowledge of unusual words and pit your wits against the experts. £20 admission, including an evening meal and refreshments. If you go to our website, phoenixfm.com, there is a link to it there.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Getting back to the football, and the last relegation place in the Isthmian League Premier Division. It's Mark A2, week 8, and Finchley 1, but Cheshire in 18th have a vastly superior goal difference. That still means, as things stand, Mark 8 would be relegated. But it's now Brentwood Town 0, Brighton Sea Region 2 over the reader, Teddy Collis on 69 minutes for region, and it's turning into a nightmare for Luton Town. 4-0 down now at home to Brentford. Keane Lewis Potter, the score of the Beast Fourth at Kenworth Road on 64 minutes. Hashtag United were 1-0 up at Lewis in the Eastman Premier League, but the home side have equalised down in Sussex. Champions Stockport are now 3-1 up against Accrington Stanley in League 2. Barnsley have pulled a goal back at Blackpool in League 1, but the Tangerines are still winning by 3-1. And Cardiff City have scored an equaliser against Southampton. That could have a bearing on the Championship promotion race, and possibly a huge blow to Bowers and Pitsy in the ESPN North. They are 3-2 down at home to Walthamstow. Bilal Sayoud scoring a third for Stowe on 64 minutes. In the Premier League, it's now Sheffield United 1, Burnley 4.
Reverse in a rubber universe with your life is relativity.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I've been feeling a little bit different, a little bit strange. There's this numbness inside of me. Things aren't hitting in quite the same way. I look for inspiration. At night my heart beats so fast I get palpitations. You know I've got total devotion, but the spark is lit at such a low flame. There are no guarantees. What are my boundaries? How do I protect myself? Time no longer makes sense. Can't relate to my friends. There has to be something else. Everyone is trying, trying so hard. Well, maybe, maybe you could try a little bit too. What I'm asking is, am I a number or a person? I want a simple answer, but I'm simply given another diversion. You're working from the inside, but now you find yourself in the building. They say I'm only human. Well, isn't that a problem? Everyone is trying so hard. Maybe, maybe you should try a little bit too. Everything you feel can just come undone, and the media supports all the far right scum. I just want to believe that the feeling's not inside me. The sun has gone and so must I. Do you think we'll know each other?
Song from Kate Nash, and it's called Millions of Heartbeats. And before that, an 80s classic from Big Audio Dynamite, E equals MC Squared. Lots to talk about, but we've got a half-time report which came through late for the match between Carshalton Athletic and Billericay Town in the Eastbourne Premier League. This is Jack Patmore with a half-time summary.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM at Carshalton Athletic. The Robins currently lead Billericay Town 1-0 at the War Memorial Sports Ground in the Isthmian Premier Division. The Blues passed up a golden opportunity to grab the opener with just 2 minutes on the clock as George Wynn's delivery was put on a plate for Moses Emmanuel, who failed to hit the target. An uneventful following 20 minutes saw little action in both boxes until Matt Everett's ferocious strike was met by a superb block by Tom Bender before Bradley Stevenson fired just wide of the target moments later for Billericay. The game sprung into life, which resulted in Carshalton opening the scoring, Charlie Kennick capitalised on a Blues defensive mishap, and Dan Wilkes was equal to the task, but the ball was only pushed into the path of Henshaw, who ricocheted into his own net. With Horsham currently winning 1-0 at half-time at Chatham Town, Billericay's playoff aspirations hang in the balance. At half-time it remains, Carshalton Athletic 1, Billericay Town 0.
Thanks very much indeed, Jack, and here you have since equalised, as I mentioned earlier. Moses Emmanuel on 53 minutes. The current score is 1-1. As things stand, Yeovil will be sneaking their way to the playoff spots in the National League South. 2-0 up against Bath City now. Siju Odinlusi, the scorer of the Millers, second. And there's lots more going on. That will be at the expense of Hampton at Richmond Borough, by the way, who are currently losing 4-1 at Maidstone United. Elsewhere, there has been a goal in the Championship at the Stadium of Light. Millwall's Duncan Watmore has scored with 19 minutes to go up there to give the Lions a 1-0 lead. Swansea leading at Huddersfield. Jamal Lowe on 73 minutes. That could be disastrous for Huddersfield, who are battling to avoid the drop. Red card for John Joe O'Toole of AFC Wimbledon at Tranmere in League 2. Tranmere are currently winning that by 3-1, by the way. Cheshire have pulled a goal back against Canvey Island on 76 minutes in the Eastman Premier League, but the goals are still winning that one by 2-1. It is Bolton Wanderers 1, Port Vale 0. Lewis Collins on 72 minutes for Bolton, who are chasing promotion in League 1, although Derby are still winning 1-0 at Cambridge United. So as things stand, Derby would still be in second place. Elsewhere, Mansfield Town already promoted. They scored an equaliser against Gillingham and now winning by 2-1 in League 2. Also in League 2, it's Grimsby 1. Grimsby's Liam Smith has put his side in the lead 15 minutes from time. And Basildon United are now winning 4-3 at Stonemarket Town in the Eastbourne North. Clyde Sabassi on 79 minutes for the Bees. And it's now Harrogate Town 3, MK Dons 4 in League 2. Accrington have scored a second goal at promoted Stockport in League 2, but the champions are still winning by 3-2. And Sutton United, they have gone, I understand, 2-1 up against Crawley Town in League 2. So as things stand, they will live to fight another day. And Colchester United, who are 1-0 down at Notts County, will still be only 1 point above them, although the Ewes have a game in hand on Sutton. Elsewhere, it is Chippenham Town 1, Chelmsford City 1 now in the National League South. George Alexander gave the Clarets lead on 23 minutes, but the Wiltshire side have now equalised in that game. Getting back to the cricket, let's just see what's going on at Chelmsford, shall we, in County Championship Division 1, where Essex are playing Lancashire. Essex currently on 308 for 5. They are leading Lancashire by 162 runs with 5 wickets remaining. Just going to talk quickly about snooker as well, because the 2024 World Championship has got underway today at the Crucible Theatre in Sheffield, and defending champion Luca Brasil of Belgium is currently playing Englishman David Gilbert. Gilbert is currently winning though by 5-2. 2019 winner Judd Trump, he is playing Hossein Vivai, and Trump has won the first two frames. And Chelmsford's Ali Carter is also in action. The Masters runner-up against Scotland's Stephen Maguire, who has won his first two frames. Other Essex players involved, Stuart Bingham, 2015 world champion. He gets his first round match underway on Monday against Gary Wilson. And seven times winner Ronnie O'Sullivan from Chigwell, the man who is hoping to break the record this year, which he currently shares with Stephen Hendry. Of course, he gets his campaign underway on Wednesday when he plays Welshman Jackson Page.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8pm to 10pm on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
Just to update you on the snooker scores, because I didn't realise that the screen hadn't refreshed. It is still David Gilbert beating current holder Luca Brazel 5-2 at the Crucible. Elsewhere, and Zhang of China is playing Jack Jones of Wales, and Zhang is winning 6-3. Judd Trump now 4-1 to one up against Hossein Vafai of Iran. And Chelmsford's Ali Carter he's still training against Scotsman Stephen Maguire, but he's narrowed the gap. Maguire is currently winning by 3-2. And in the Women's Six Nations in Rugby Union, players just got underway in the match between Italy and Scotland. No score so far. We need to get back to football, though, because more goals have been going in. Hashtag United now 2-1 behind Lewis in the Isthmian Premier League. Canvey Island 3-1 up at Sheshan. Now Rob Girdleston scoring a third for the goals, 5 minutes from time. In the Championship, it is now Huddersfield Town 0, Swansea City 2. Ronald, the scorer of the Swans, second, 5 minutes from time. That would leave Huddersfield still in the relegation zone. Elsewhere, Champions Portsmouth 2-0 down against Wigan Athletic now in League One. And it's now Harrogate Town 3, MK Dons 5 in League Two. Ellis Harrison scoring the Dons' fifth, 7 minutes from time. And also, there's been another goal at Fratton Park. Portsmouth have pulled one back against Wigan, and it's now Portsmouth 1 at Wigan 2. Doncaster have equalised against Barrow in League 2. It is now 2 apiece in that one. And Billericay Town have scored what could be a late winner in the ESPN Premier League. Alfie Cerulli scoring for them 3 minutes from time. However, Horsham just above them in in fifth place. They are still winning 3-0 in their match at Chatham Town. And let me tell you, Wingate and Finch, they would move up to fourth, actually. And Wingate and Finchley would be in fifth place. But with one game of the season to go, a win would keep Billericay's playoff hopes alive.
Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime for lightning to strike me. Daydreams feels like I've been sending out the signals, hoping that you'll find me. I don't need the details, you don't need to tell me. It's like I already know where you'll be. You and me.
Music from Calvin Harris, the Ragabow Band, Lovers in a Past Life. Well, goals into football, and the first full times are coming through, but I'm going to squeeze in some racing results because we're behind with those. First of all, from the 4 o'clock at Bangor D, first was number 3, Gallant Gang, priced at 15 to 2. Second, number 9, Thank You Lucky Star, priced at 12 to 1. Third was number 1, Yealing, priced at 9 to 2. Number 10, Fast Art, 7 to 4, Favourite came fourth, 11 ran. 4.05 at, 4.06 at Brighton, the opening race down there. First number 9, Consquist, I can't even say it, a horse who was number 9, won, priced at 15 to 2. Second number 1, Haymaker, 5 to 4, favourite. And third number 8, Secret Handshake, priced at 6 to 1, 7 ran. 4.10 at Air, first was number 2, Chosen Witness, priced at 16 to 1. Second number 10, Major Fortune, priced at 9 to 1. Third number 3, I Love My Buy, the 7 to 2 favourite, 10 runners in that one. 4.20 at Thirsk, first was number 10, Kendall Roy, 10 to 11 favourite. Second number 7, Moonstone Boy, priced at 17 to 2. Third number 8, Winged Messenger, priced at 5 to 1. Total of 8 runners in that race. And finally, for now, the 4.25 at Newbury. First number 6, Hidden Law, 4 to 5 favourite. Second number 1, Clockmaker, priced at 10 to 1. Third number 7, Mar Harbour Million, priced at 66 to 1. And there were a total of 10 runners in that race. So as we get back to the football, and find where I was before in the closing stages. As I say, full-time scores are now coming through. I'm going to start running through those very soon. It's turned out to be a nightmare afternoon for struggling Luton Town at Kenilworth Road. They are now 5-0 down against Brentford. Kevin Sharda, the score of the Bees' 4 minutes from time. It is now Grimsby 2, Swindon 0 in League 2, and Doncaster 3, Barrow 2. Bowes and Pitsy, their title hopes have been dealt a huge blow this afternoon. Losing 4-2 at home to Walthamstow. Commandy Thomas scoring Stowe's fourth on 88 minutes. Full-time Australia Road in Eastman and North. Paisley Swifts have lost their last home game against Wroxham by a goal to nil. And there's been a goal at Cressing Road. It's gone to the visitors, Eastbourne Borough, I believe, though. And Eastbourne are winning by 3-2. I'm struggling to keep up with all the league tables at the moment, so I'll take a look at those later on. Concord in Eastman Premier League already relegated. They were beating Whitehall by a goal to nil, but the Sussex side have equalised in second half injury time. Championship, it is now Huddersfield 0, Swansea 4. Liam Walsh scoring in injury time in the second half for the Swans. There has been a red card in League 2 in a match between Walsall and Bradford City. The Bantams' Jamie Walker has been dismissed in that one. And potentially huge blow to Sutton United. They have conceded in second half injury time against Crawley Town. It is now Sutton United 1. Sutton United 2. Crawley Town 2, and that does mean at least for now that they would live to fight another day, with Colchester still trailing at Notts County, but I think that match is still going on as well. Elsewhere, a late goal for Fleetwood Town. Not sure whether that's going to help them retain their League One status or not, but Xavier Simons has scored for them in the 93rd minute at Leighton Orient in our featured League One match. We'll hear all about that from Jaden Christie after the final whistle. Also in League Two, Salford have gone in front late on at Newport. All over at the Brentwood Centre Arena, Andy is going to be in soon telling us all about it. And Brentwood Town, they've already secured a playoff spot, but they have lost this afternoon 2-0 against Brightling Sea Region over at the arena. Full-time at Carrow Road, Norwich City 1, Bristol City 1. And also in the Eastman Premier League, champions Hornchurch have scored very late on against the host Potters Bar Town. Lewis Manor scoring in the first minute of time added on at the end of the second half. Full time in the National South, it has finished Chippenham Town at 1, Chelmsford City 1. And a win for Basildon United at Stoke Market Town in the Eastbourne North. They have won 4-3 this afternoon. No goals at Vicarage Road in the Championship. It's finished Watford 0, Hull 0. Bolton Wanderers have beaten Port Vale by 2-0 this afternoon in League One. And it's finished Cambridge United 0, Derby County 1. I think that means Derby stay in second place and Bolton are third. So it's not done and dusted yet. Peterborough 2-0 up at Bristol Rovers, also in League One. Peterborough at the other side chasing promotion. MK Dons have won 5-3 at Harrogate Town in League Two. And it's finished Averley 2, Bath City 0 in the National League South. I think that might actually mean a playoff place for the Millers. I believe that would be the case. I will have a look in depth at all league tables a bit later on. Ismia North, it's finished. Whittam Town 2, Grays Athletic 0. Sheffield United 1, Burnley 4 in the basement battle in the Premier League. And Sheffield United, you have to say, looking pretty doomed now. Huddersfield, a huge blow for them in their hopes of survival in the Championship. They've lost 4-0 at home to Swansea City this afternoon. Also in this Championship, it's finished Stoke 3, Plymouth 0. A happy afternoon for Stoke manager Steve Schumacher against his former club. And in the Eastern Premier League, it's all over the Aspect Arena, and it's finished Concord Rangers 1, Whitehawk 1. Championship all over in the Stadium of Light. Sunderland have been beaten 1-0 by Millwall, and it's finished Blackpool 3, Barnsley 2 in League 1. Stockport the Champions 2, 4, Accrington Stanley 2 in League 2.